From The Intercept, Musk warns of killer AI while he and the rest of Silicon Valley cash in on AI that kills. The bitter courtroom brawl between Elon Musk and Sam Altman captivating the tech industry this week revolves in no small part around fears that artificial intelligence technologies both men are building could spiral out of control and exterminate humanity. Such far-looking scenarios obscure the fact that tech companies are enlisting to kill today. Musk's break with OpenAI, which he co-founded in 2015, is in a sense a lawsuit about safety. He contends that Altman betrayed the company's original nonprofit mission of safely and responsibly pursuing artificial intelligence for the public benefit by converting it into the revenue-maximizing behemoth it has become. According to Musk, the stakes of this are existential for the human race. It could kill us all, he testified on Tuesday. We don't want to have a Terminator outcome. The AI safety community frequently invokes these dystopian scenarios to both warn the public about the technology's risks and implicitly boast of its great power. While such a science fiction future may lay ahead, these warnings overlook the deadly present. Artificial intelligence is already targeting humans with the blessing of Musk and his rivals. Musk and others who caution about an uprising of sentient killer machines are anticipating the emergence of artificial general intelligence, an ill-defined form of superior machine reasoning that may never come to pass. But their fear that AI could kill us all is less hypothetical for those living in places targeted by the Trump administration's global wars. The risks of integrating frontier AI into the nation's most lethal capabilities are already existential, both for civilians swept up in the violence and destruction of AI-enabled wars, and rank-and-file troops that have to live with the consequences of potentially unsafe weapons they can't control. L. Amoto, senior counsel at Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program, told The Intercept. In Iran, for instance, Anthropic's Claude AI model suggested hundreds of targets, issued precise location coordinates, and prioritized those targets according to the Washington Post. Existing AI models are already pushing policymakers and militaries toward nuclear escalation. There's a real danger of Skynet-like outcomes even without a Skynet-style takeover. Silicon Valley has widely embraced AI military contracts despite its worries over lethal AI. Amazon, OpenAI, Musk's xAI, and Microsoft all earn money from selling large language model services to the Pentagon. Even Anthropic, accused of betrayal by War Secretary Pete Hegseth and declared a national supply chain risk for mounting the smallest of opposition to the Pentagon's terms, is still keen to participate in the national kill chain. Anthropic has much more in common with the Department of War than we have differences. CEO Dario Amodei wrote in a blog post a week after the United States bombed an elementary school in Iran, killing more than 100 children. He wrote in a company blog post that Google would not pursue deals that could cause harm, including applications whose principal purpose or implementation is to cause or directly facilitate injury to people. He added, "These are not theoretical concepts. They are concrete standards that will actively govern our research and product development and will impact our business decisions." After watching AI help wage a war that has already killed over 1,700 Iranian civilians, Google this week sent a clear message. We want in. In a deal that makes explicit the extent to which company leadership has abandoned its AI principles, Google agreed to provide AI services to the Pentagon that allow for classified workloads, sensitive military work that encompasses tasks like intelligence analysis and targeting airstrikes, the information reported. Google offers a telling illustration of the industry's increasing coziness with selling AI to the military. Following a 2018 employee revolt over Project Maven, a contract to help target Pentagon airstrikes, CEO Sundar Pichai pledged his company would swear off the business of killing. According to the tech news outlet, the deal allows the U.S. military to use Google's AI models for any lawful government purpose, a carve-out that could allow any uses the administration deems legal. Take, for example, the Trump administration's Operation Southern Spear, the ongoing aerial assassination program against civilian boats accused of drug trafficking that has killed more than 180 people to date. The campaign has been widely condemned as illegal under both international and U.S. law, but the administration has deemed its own actions legal through a Department of Justice memo that remains secret. On Friday, the Pentagon announced additional lawful operational use deals with NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amazon as well. The Google contract reportedly includes a toothless and unenforceable provision gesturing at concerns over autonomous and spying. We remain committed to the private and public sector consensus that AI should not be used for domestic mass surveillance or autonomous weaponry without appropriate human oversight, The clause reportedly states, "When I worked at Google, they would spend a lot of time punting into the future, promising a future that would never come," said William Fitzgerald, a former Google employee who helped organize the 2018 worker-led campaign against the Maven contract. The reality of Google's work with the military is it's part of a tech military ecosystem that's killing people today. Google spokesperson Kate Dreher did not respond to questions about the contract's language, instead touting how the company's military work applies to areas like logistics, cybersecurity, diplomatic translation, fleet maintenance, and the defense of critical infrastructure. There is little evidence the people in charge find this technology enticing because of its diplomatic translation prowess. "Don't regulate us or it'll kill innovation." The talking point is the same today. In a January address to Musk's employees at SpaceX, another Pentagon contractor, Hegseth, explained how an embrace of AI would make the military more lethal. Musk and Altman, though foes at the moment, can at least find common ground in their support of Hegseth. Musk, a longtime defense contractor, similarly wraps himself in the flag, tweeting in 2023, "I will fight for and die in America." Altman, who once expressed skepticism toward military work, now frames OpenAI's mission in terms of patriotic nationalism. The case is ongoing. Between Musk's courtroom visions of the apocalypse and Google's plunge into classified workloads, the week's news illustrates the disjointed state of AI industry ethics, where executives say they're terrified of the technology killing by accident, while wholly supportive of us-ing it to kill on purpose. In 2024, The Intercept sued OpenAI in federal court over the company's use of copyrighted articles to train its chatbot ChatGPT. Though AI executives clearly find this a virtuous revenue stream, some of the people who actually built the technology do not. Andreas Kirsch, a research scientist at Google's pioneering DeepMind laboratory that produced much of the work on which xAI and Anthropic rely, responded to this week's news with dismay. "I'm speechless at Google signing a deal to use our AI models for classified tasks. Frankly, it is shameful," he wrote on X. Alex Turner, a DeepMind colleague of Kirsch's, described the contract in a single word: shameful. The post Musk warns of killer AI while he and the rest of Silicon Valley cash in on AI that kills appeared first on The Intercept.